This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever it is that you think in your mind is connected to this music. And here we are. Da, 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 da. I like not much on much of the sacred music that goes with Christmas, but the stories, the joyful stories like this instrumental, and then, you know, the lyrical content of the versions that have lyrics to them. It is about joy. Joy. Right? It's joy. And why not celebrate,
yeah,
whether you believe in the religion or not, celebrate the joy that goes with thinking about what this person did with his life. Nothing bad in that. Seven, actually at eight after the hour, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here on the last day of November with Jay Kirshner. It's November the 30th, and yep, it's Thursday. And so we have all of the accoutrement tied to the music and the discussion of more and more Christmas items that are in front of us every day. And it does kind of get us to slow down, which is not a bad thing. One of the things that happens every year, the New York City Ballet has an annual production of The Nutcracker. It's back for holidays. I think they started it on Thanksgiving Day, although it was highlighted last night to a point in the lighting of the tree at Rockefeller Center. It's always New York and Christmas. Think about all the older movies, Jay, that were made in the 30s. Jimmy Stewart, I'm thinking of, but just any of
the... What's the one, Miracle on 34th Street? When was the original?
When was it? 19... Yeah, ask Chuck Hart. I think it was 37.
One, yeah.
Yeah, 37, 38, somewhere in there. Yep. Yeah. Actually, what we should do is ask Chuck Curry, who's our movie guy, for a list of the most popular of the Christmas movies and when they're going to be on, because they've already started. Right? You can see all of these classic movies on the regular network channels. And then, of course, you got the Hallmark channel with the 60 Days of Christmas, it seems. They get 60 different movies out of it's the same movie over and over and over again. It's the same story. It's just the different people.
Or some of them are like popular movies that were given a Christmas edge. There was one I was watching recently, and it was very reminiscent of Audrey Hepburn's Roman Holiday, but it was a Christmas-style one. And it was, I mean, it's great.
Well, how many new ideas are there? Think about that. Yeah, there's not many, many new ideas here and there. Netflix has debuted a documentary about Blue Zones. You know what Blue Zones are?
I'm not.
Blue Zones. Regions where some of the oldest people live. And it's interesting because one of the counties, I saw this when I was up in Napa over the weekend, Sacramento County has awarded a $1.5 million grant to implement a blue zone in their county. They're going to increase the residential opportunities for people. They're going to work on trying to help the people who live in this county to live longer. They're focusing on overall well-being. And they're trying to teach seniors healthy habits, that sort of thing. They're going to build streets where there are developments, like I'm doing this 55-plus development here on the farm, not my farm, but the farm down the street. And what we're doing is thinking out of the box about what we need to, you know, what kind of food, healthy food are we going to grow in our gardens, because that's part of the agri-hood thing. What kind of outdoor living spaces do we have? Matter of fact, we're having a meeting today to talk about amenities, and that's one of them. What are we going to have outside as ambiance for people? You know, little fire pits and places you can go on top of a little knoll where you can do a little, do some meditating. The studies that I've looked at suggest that the increasing rate of Alzheimer's disease is almost directly tied to people being alone as they get older, which I think is fascinating. I suppose we could say none of us like to be alone. I happen to like living alone. But, you know, you think ahead, and my children ask me this all the time, you know, what's going to happen if you need to be taken care of? And, you know, we've been through various scenarios. As I've said to you, Jay, in my playbook, I'm here today and gone tomorrow, and this doesn't become a burden for anybody. But this is a good idea, actually, yeah. Because there's so many people who are that age. You know, the baby boomers are more prevalent in our country than any other age group.
Yeah, and so, I think knowing what you want and expressing that with loved ones before it becomes too late to express a lot of that, because there are so many options. Some people prefer home hospice, or some people want to be in a nursing home. Some people would rather be with their loved ones. Some people don't want to have that burden on their family. But also there's a sense of pride, I think, too, of like, there's no kind of way of saying this, but like, you change your children's diapers, do you want them changing your diapers? I think some people do think about that legitimately. And I don't mean that sarcastically. Like, I mean,
no, I think it's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And the methane that's around all those diapers, woohoo! No, thank you. Yeah, right. That's it. Down to the basics. Here's some good news from New Hampshire. Some folks working at a transfer station, which is the trash dump, came to the rescue of a woman who accidentally threw her wedding ring in the trash. This happened the day before Thanksgiving. A woman called up the trash station and explained her predicament. And then apparently her husband is obviously to blame here. Threw out the trash somehow or ever. She said to him, "Oh, my God, my ring, it's gone." And so he started go through the trash. And so anyway, but he didn't find it. So he brought the trash bags to the Wyndham, New Hampshire station. And the people there said, "Okay, well, what kind of a car was he driving?" Because they wanted to catch him. And he pulled up. They had the surveillance cameras, and they could pinpoint. They had magnets, I guess, and they found the ring. Anyway, the bottom line is that scooped the stuff out. The first thing that they throw the stuff into a trailer, and they bring it to a, you know, that's what they do with it. They bring it to a weigh station. But they were sifting through the garbage, and they were looking at other items the woman said that she had thrown out. And so there was a bag with the ring in it. And so anyway, needle in a haystack, right? But it ended well for those people. All right, here's something that also ended well, but not easily. There was a charge in New York this week, someone trying to kill a Sikh separatist, a scheme that had been uncovered by a consortium of law enforcement officers working on an undercover drug case. It had nothing to do with this guy. But anyway, this fellow, Nikhil Gupta, has been accused of paying a hitman to assassinate a leader of the Sikhs for Justice, which is a New York group that's pushing for an independent Sikh state in India. Huh? What has this got to do with what's going on in America? These people come here, and they wanted to change their country, but they all love living here. So they come over here, they start trouble, and then we get involved because there's so many people. I'm not saying it's bad that we have lots of people here from other countries, because I think that's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm,
but you never know. You know, in this circumstance, these guys, they're all about themselves and what's going on back in their home country. So we become the rallying ground, I guess, for these sorts of things. January 6th. Ah, we all remember that not so fondly. Do you remember the mother? Say again.
I was being facetious. I said, why? Did anything happen?
Oh, nah, nothing serious. Except a mother and her son stole or tried to... Well, they actually did steal Nancy Pelosi's laptop. They broke into her office, and they were trying to find her. So Marianne Mooney Roden and her son Raphael, who were both in the White House, in the Speaker's office, they grabbed the laptop. They got caught, and they were sentenced. The charge was acting stupidly.
Verbatim.
That's what the judge said.
But this is an example of the fact that when people entered the Capitol, there were very distinct differences of people who entered the Capitol. Some were there to cause chaos and anarchy and had very bad intentions, like stealing things, breaking into somebody's office. Other people were basically there on a self-guided tour because they felt like they were permitted in at a certain point. Not the people who were first forcing themselves in, but the mass crowd and the gathering from the protesters. There's a difference between protesters and rioters. When you see everybody going into the Capitol, and it appears that some authority figures are allowing people to go in because they were told to at a certain point, like, those people should not be losing their jobs who thought that, or being arrested because they thought they were on a self-guided tour. The people who are stealing things, were trying to break in, cause destruction. Yeah, of course, that's a very different circumstance.
They got them because they got pictures that actually ended up online. They weren't very smart about what they were doing. So anyway, the judge sentenced Ms. Rondon to 18 months of home incarceration and the son 12 months of home incarceration. Is that serious enough? Jail at home, basically, confined to home 24/7. Is that enough?
I think it depends on the personality. I would thrive in it. But, like,
people would be like, oh, that's great.
Other people, I feel like that could be a very difficult sentence.
Yeah. Well, all of this stuff, for the most part, there are a few dunderheads who were ringleaders or who really acted out, and they got what they deserved. I just got to wonder what it is that motivates somebody to get into a car or a bus or a plane or a train, go to Washington on a whim, in a sense. I'm going to go make a difference. Huh? What difference did you make? You all got yourself in trouble. And, we've talked about it a lot, but what difference did it make? We become more aware of these sorts of things. I'm a great believer in, frankly, anarchy, and I don't like the government, I never have, but you don't overthrow it this way. You change people's thinking.
Yeah, protests.
That didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Protests are a good thing. Rioting? No, it's not.
Nope. Doesn't work. All right, here we are, 18 after. This is a good day program.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
It seems like every day, economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Celebrity news is trending on the social media. Jodie Foster is in a new movie, and so she's out promoting it, and she's talking about her career, enjoying her life. I find it very difficult to believe that this woman is 60 years old. I just don't. Hello.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where did she come from? She's actually 61. Just had a birthday, turned 61 years old. She's been around since she was in her 20s, right? And she's always been. She's very smart, very good actress. I think I liked her more in that space thing that she was in. What was it called? It began with a C.
She rode
into Contact, yes.
Is that the one? What was the one she was in as a kid? Was it Freaky Friday?
I don't know. I don't go back. You know, most people remember her first as being in that horrible, the eating, what's his face? Anthony Hopkins was eating everybody in that nightmarish thing. What the heck was the name of that?
Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter. That's Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, right. Yep. But she's now in a movie with Annette Bening on Diana Nyad's career. And she's, Diana Nyad, a very famous swimmer and quite an interesting lady. So that's what she's talking about. And so we'll dig into that a little bit. If you have time, stick around. We'll be at that right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Alright, so, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, trending, as I said, Jodie Foster and this new movie about Diana Nyad. Do you know who she is, Jay? Diana Nyad? Have you ever heard of her before?
I am unfamiliar. Mm-hmm.
She was one of the great swimming stars and also one of the, I remember interviewing her and having kind of a crush on her. She was one of those people that did everything and is so in her life, but she was most famous for being a, I think she won a couple of times at the Olympics. Just had an outstanding life and career. And so put together a movie. Annette Bening, I think, plays Nyad. It's basically a biography of her. She was a marathon swimmer, won not only the Olympics, but other contests all over the place. And so anyway, the story is well told from what I'm told. Let's ask Tucker about this because it's about to be opened up and premiered on Netflix. So anyway, but the Jodie Foster interview, to go back to Jodie Foster for a second, the fact that I'm awestruck that she's 61 years old, she talks a lot about how she struggled the last 10 years because the 50s was tough for her. And I think I understand what she's talking about. 50s wasn't great for me either. I wonder about the rest of you as you went through your 50s, if you're beyond that now. Did you feel the same? If you did, you probably want to check out this interview with Jodie Foster. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte is worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is going to hold a fundraiser in Florida during the GOP presidential debate next week in Alabama. NBC News is reporting the fundraiser will be hosted in Hallandale Beach for Trump's fundraiser. News Nation is hosting the GOP debate next Wednesday. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce. The Qatari foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Still, the terrorist organization Hamas has 145 people, with reports on News Nation, many of them are being kept in cages and sexual assaults are taking place. Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Change after the hour. Good day program. Hi, the Dugger is here. You're digging the Dugger. Let's see, what can we use for Jay? You're jumping with Jay.
I like it. Sorry. Get that cardio in.
Right, exactly. Put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Most of the time, we ascribe to that philosophy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we certainly do try. Music. And what it does, I've had all kinds of input here from various people as to what I was saying. We were talking about feminism earlier, and somebody sent me a note that suggested that women show their strength by looking into their eyes, looking into the love in their eyes. I thought that was very romantic and kind of, yeah, right? You look into somebody's eyes that you care for and you see the strength of the love that they have for you. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Very
absolutely
good. Yep. And then somebody sent me something about music and what it does. Bob Marley, there's a quote from Bob Marley, quote, "One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain." Isn't that true? Right? When you hear something, last night I was watching a quick snippet from one of the old music specials on PBS. This was Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Sound, and the OJs and the Spinners. And the song "Used to Be My Girl." Do you know that song? Used to be. James, find that song and I'll see if
you remember. I don't know that one.
Yeah, right. It was wonderful. It made you feel so good. All right. And so is the case with our Trans-Siberian Orchestra music. Is it Cheryl Creech down in Ocala? Hello, Ms. Creech. This is Good Day. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good
is
morning.
It Cheryl or what's your first name?
It's Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay. I just want to make sure I had it right. So, what's happening in Ocala this morning, other than it's nice and warm?
No, actually, it was 31 degrees yesterday morning.
No! Don't say that!
It's a little warmer today, but it's in November.
Yeah, but what does that do to the oranges? Don't you have a lot of oranges in Ocala and in that area, that region?
Yeah, it's south of here, and I think they use the smoker pots.
Yeah, a flame. You know, that's interesting. You heard me talking about being up in Napa last weekend, and I asked it because the night that I was there, it was freezing. It was at freezing. It was 32 degrees. And so I said, what do you do when it gets cold like this with the vineyards and the grapes? And I was told that they do the same thing. They light fires and they put smog. They put these big blankets down so the smoke will keep the frost from coming in. So that's very cool. So what do you do, Cheryl? What's up with you in your life and times?
I'm a registered nurse for 46 years now, and I work from home.
God love you. What kind of nursing can you do from home? You're an advisor, obviously. What kind of nursing are you specializing in?
Yeah, I write case studies for trauma patients in a few states.
Oh. What would that involve? Give us just an example of the sort of thing that you would address, the problem and the fix.
I review cases once patients are discharged. Problems would include hospital-acquired conditions, ventilator pneumonia, blood infections, MRSA, you know, things you talk about occasionally. I report back to the hospitals, and then we try to find solutions to prevent it.
Wow, aren't you cool? Good for you. I'd like to have somebody like you around. Hey, I got this pain in my shoulder over here, Cheryl. What do we do about it? Please, fix it. Or tell me how to fix it. How long have you been listening to the program?
I listen a variety of ways. I listen on a car radio. I listen on my telephone, and I plug you in on my computer.
Do you? Aren't you sweet? And how long have you been doing that? We're in Ocala. The station there is WOCA. And I think we've been on that station quite a while, if I'm not mistaken. I try to remember sometimes.
It's our local radio channel. We love it.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. We're going to make sure you get the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's latest CD. And maybe have you looked around to see if they're performing? They got to be performing in that area. Ocala is north of Orlando by how much? I'm trying to remember. 60, 70 miles?
About an hour. It's about an hour, and we're south of Gainesville, and they've appeared up there, too.
Yeah, right. All right, well, you'll have your own CD, and then we'll put you into the drawing next week for a chance to win that Audio-Technica fully automatic turntable that is used, it's wireless, Bluetooth, or whatever. Do you do that stuff? Do you have Bluetooth in your car? Do you connect?
I live with four grandchildren. They're all teenagers, and they do, so they help me out with that stuff.
Good for you. All right. We got the picture. Good for you. Merry Christmas, Cheryl. Thank you for being a listener, and we hope you enjoy the trans. So, yeah, Merry Christmas. Thanks. Cheryl Creech.
Thank you, sir.
From Ocala, listening to WOCA. What is she, the fourth winner? How many winners have we had, Jay? I'm keeping track. I think it's four.
I think it's four so far. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. All right. The drawing for the turntable next week here on Good Day. Yeah, music and how it makes you feel. It's really, it's There's nothing else like it, Frank. Did you find that song, James, from the OJs? All right, here we go. Hold on. I wanted to just make sure that we were on top of things. I was thinking, you know, every day about this time, did we discuss the right stories and the right things? And Kissinger's death certainly on everybody's mind, and the ceasefire in Israel. All right, here they are. Crank it up there, James.
Girls got plenty good loving. Ask me how I know.
You cannot sit still.
I tell you so. Used to be my girl.
This song has been my theme about a dozen times. My life. No, come on. Crank that up. You got to have a little more of that. As long as I live, my girl used to be my girl. There's something about it. I have goosebumps all over my body.
Oh, yeah.
To this. Yeah. And charming personality.
Like you cannot
so right
sit still
for me. No, not at all. All right, that lady was a nurse working, I'm sure, hospitals at some point in time in her life. Here's a story. Thinking about what crazy stuff goes on. There are 15 people in the hospital today after a collision occurred in Florida between an ambulance. I mean, just put your head around this for a second. An ambulance collides with a truck and a bus, and the bus is loaded with special needs students. Could it be any worse? Well, I suppose the number of people who got hurt could be worse. 15 are in the hospital right now. The ambulance was hit by the truck, and then the bus hit the truck, and you can probably imagine the ambulance was crossing an intersection, and you know what happens. The ambulance's lights are on, the sirens are on. You're supposed to stop. Hello? That's why they are as bright as they are and as noisy as they are. But obviously, this truck driver wasn't paying attention, so the light's green, the ambulance is going through a red light, swammo. And so you can look at some of the footage of this and see what a mess. A mess. 11 of the students who were traveling in the bus were hurt. 15, as I said, in all. It was minor injury stuff. But, you know, you think about how careless and unnecessary these things. You know, most accidents, hello, are unnecessary. They are due to being selfish, to not paying attention, being on the damn phone or whatever it is. And so I think about it in terms of when you think about being sued and stuff for being involved in accidents. How much time in your life? There was an accident the other day on Mass Pike here. And it was tied up for 4 hours in both directions.
That's the one thing. Whenever it's like in both directions, is that just rubbernecks at the when it's on the opposite side of the road?
But think about the lives and the hours of time that are lost that you can never get back again because of somebody's either stupidity, somebody's selfishness, somebody not paying attention, or all of those things. They've taken lives, important hours out of people's lives. You just sit there and sit there and sit there because on a toll road, you can't get off. It's not like you can drive through the woods and get, it's not like you're on a, whenever I get stuck. Actually, I was stuck the other day in Los Angeles and I went through somebody's driveway. I remember on the back, I looked over and I said, it looks like that goes through out the other way. And it did. So I just, sit there. I just drove through the driveway. But you can't always do that, and it's just awful how much of that stuff goes on. Ugh. All right, well, let's turn this around a little bit. Speaking of buses, here's the 14-year-old girl, teenager, honored for helping stop a bus full of students that began rolling down a hill toward a gas station. Think about all the bad stuff that could have happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Izzy Miller, the name of this 14-year-old student, noticed the bus at parked at the school, and sometime it somehow was rolling. There was no driver in it. So she realized that there was no one in the steering wheel. She noticed the danger that they were in as it was heading down toward the gas station. Nobody was doing anything. She jumped up. She got into action. She jumped into the bus and steered it away. steered the bus away from the mini mart and oncoming traffic as well.
The level of composure. My goodness.
Yeah. For a 14-year-old. God love her. Good for her. That's the kind of stuff you like. Those are the reports that I love to give. I'm not sure I understand this, but maybe you can help me understand a little bit better the story of this world cruise. It's supposed to last 3 years. I know there are a lot of people who are my age that don't have a home. They will buy a cruise around the world for a year, two, sometimes 3 years. Imagine living on a ship and cruising around the world for 3 years. Well, that cruise has been canceled. It was about to set sail. Say it again, Doug.
Well, it was already postponed. It was right before it was supposed to take off. It was postponed for a few more weeks, and then they just outright canceled it.
Seven continents. It was supposed to depart from Istanbul. Seven continents, 135 countries, 375 ports. Wow. What? So was it somebody who was sick? They didn't have enough people? Why did it get canceled?
It was logistical challenges, apparently.
Really?
You would think that they would have had all of that figured out. Prior to when it was supposed to launch. I mean, talk about right up against the clock. But at the same time, as disappointing as it would be for anybody who spent the tens of thousands of dollars expecting to be on a cruise for 3 years... And probably made a lot of, I mean, when you're going to be gone for 3 years, what do you do with your home? Do you rent it out? Are people kind of in a situation that they shouldn't have been?
Gone.
And also kudos to them for canceling it rather than trying to push it and making it a horrible experience.
So the cost, you could buy a cabin, $30,000 a year up to $110,000 a year for the luxury suite. I don't know. I'm not ready for that yet, but it does sound intriguing. We are at 8 past the hour on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old-fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now, get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com. /radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now only at Bartesian.com/radio. That's Bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Strikes a chord, literally and figuratively, with me anyway. Maybe this is an age thing. Trucker, do you remember seeing this? Were you even alive in 1971 when this?
I was. I don't remember seeing it on TV. I have watched it years later, though.
Yeah. Yeah. James Caan, Billy Dee Williams, in Brian's song. I sit here, and I'm going to well up with tears myself. This was one of the real tear jerkers. And, you know, they knew how to produce a movie at the time, and it got everybody's attention. I think this is one of those shows that had like 900 million people watching it when it was on, right?
Yeah, it had November 30th, this day in TV history, November 30th, 1971. It was one of the highest-rated TV movies of all time. Brian Piccolo, Gail Sayers' story of the Chicago Bears. Very sad movie. James Caan, Billy Dee Williams. And when TV movies aired back in those days, they were very special. Like, they were few and far between.
Oh, yeah.
Between. So when they aired them, they had real quality to them. Well-produced, well-scripted, well-acted. This is an example of that. And, it's a great TV movie.
Yeah. I think that it's both of them, they apparently became great friends while they were doing this movie.
Right.
I remember reading some of the things at the time. Billy Dee Williams still with us. James Caan passed away last year.
Right.
Remember something. But Billy Dee Williams had a great career. What was the name of the character in Star Wars that he played? I never can pronounce it.
Lando Calrissian.
Lando. That's it. Right. Okay. So
very good.
That's that memory. Thank you. The story of is it Timothée? How do you pronounce this guy's name? Chalamet? Timothée?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. He's going to do that Willy Wonka thing. I think you were talking about this, and you didn't like it. You thought
I think anything you do with that character after what Gene Wilder did in the 70s, that you're just spinning your wheels. I mean, Johnny Depp, I thought, was extremely strange I did not like that performance in Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It has some merit, though. Everything else I like, but I did not like his characterization. I know this guy's a good actor, but it just, yeah, I mean, I hope it does.
He said,
well.
He said he didn't reach out to Johnny Depp for advice. Why would he? But Johnny Depp was not.
I wouldn't. In that case, I wouldn't. I just think it was a bad portrayal. Most people do. Yeah. But then these people like that film. But the original is a classic, and you're not going to do it better. So we'll see.
Right. And you can't reach out to Gene Wilder because he's gone.
No.
So
you can give it a shot, but I don't know if he'll answer.
Find a medium and connect, with the spirits. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, what else is going on, Chuck, in the world of film and
the
television?
The only thing I have is today's Ridley Scott, who directed Napoleon. His birthday is today. He's 86 years old. You know, it's interesting. Wow. You know, I looked at a still the other day. They had a still from the set of Juror Number 2, Clint Eastwood's probably final film that he's directing for Warner Brothers. You know, Ridley Scott's 86, Clint Eastwood is 93, Martin Scorsese, I think, is 90. I mean, these people are still doing tremendous work at that age, which you didn't see, you know, 30 years ago, obviously.
Age is not a factor in life and what you accomplish.
It is very, very fast. I mean, the fact Eastwood could do that at 93 is incredible. You know, 20-something years ago, if you said somebody would be doing that, you'd say it would never happen, but it is happening.
Yeah. I look around at some of these younger actors and actresses and try to figure out what it is that makes them stake a claim to fame, if you will. Like, some are trying to do it because they want to be famous. Some are just...
Most of these people got that one break that they needed, and that one break platformed into something more and more. And once you hit with one, you get two, three, four, five. I mean, that's really the secret of the industry. And then, obviously, people like Sylvester Stallone, you have to reinvent yourself, you know, every 10 or 15, 20 years, because the business, like everything else in life, Doug, becomes generational. You have to discover new people to find out who you are, you know, in your case, to listen to you, in their case, to watch them. So there's some luck involved. Obviously, there's skill, but you got to keep reinventing yourself. I think that's really the key.
We were talking earlier about some of the Christmas movies, and I was trying to remember Jimmy Stewart. Miracle on, was it 32nd Street? Is that the
34th?
Was that
34th Street? Jimmy Stewart is It's a Wonderful Life.
That's it. A Wonderful Life. When was that? Was that 1937?
46.
It was 46. Okay.
Yep.
For some reason, I thought it was earlier than that, but still.
I'd argue that's the greatest movie ever made.
Yep. Well, it certainly didn't hurt Jimmy Stewart's career. I think I've always thought he was one of the greatest actors of all time because he could do anything. And he was so likable. Yeah, on screen. Apparently. Off screen as well. Yep. All right, Chucker, just like you, you're very likable as well. Happy to have you here on Good Day. Movie Moments at 59 after.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.